state your name, the date, and where we are.
Walter Hugo Helmrich III. This is December 9th, 2008, and we're in the boardroom of Helmrich & Payne, Inc.
You are Walter Hugo Helmrich III. So let's start with the first. Talk to me about your grandfather.
My grandfather lived in Chicago. He owned a glass fine arch factory that made all the church windows, many of them in the towns in Illinois. Very sweet, calm, quiet guy. Grandma was kind of the one in charge. We'd go up there usually once a year. I don't know that I ever went before I was 7 or 8, but I did remember then the years after that until my grandpa died. He was a very sweet man, very religious family. I think that was one of the reasons Dad left home early, is that he just felt they were pushing too hard on him. But they were sweet, wonderful, lovely people.
How do you mean that, they were pushing too hard on him?
You know, a teenager a lot of times doesn't like to be faced with religion every day, the Bible every meal, and so forth.
Do you remember when he died, the circumstances?
Cancer, and I would say 1931.
You would have been
8.
You went to the funeral?
You know, I'm sure Dad must have, but I didn't know. Mother and I didn't go.
Your grandmother then, what was her name?
This grandmother we've been talking about, I don't have any idea. I called her Grandma. I'm sure she had a name.
And you don't? Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. Even her husband called her Grandma, and Dad called her Mom, and so I don't know what her name was.
Did she live beyond him?
Or? Yeah, but I don't think very long. Dad was not very close to him, really.
Because of that, your family was not real close
right,
to them.
Exactly.
Then Walter II, your father. Let's talk about him prior to marrying your mother. And we should say you had a sister. She was named after
your mother, Khadijah.
Khadijah.
Right. And a lot of people felt Khadijah was an Indian name, but it's really a derivation of a Bible name.
Oh, really? Do you know the name in the Bible that
Yeah, it's spelled just one letter differently, and I don't know where it can be found.
She was how many years younger than you?
12.
Before your father married your mother, he liked to pilot planes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Dad was at Post Field, which was outside of Oklahoma City, was a test pilot, all the new planes that would be tested there by him. And at one point, he held the world's record altitude flying. Met mother at a party. She was from a very wealthy Oklahoma City family. Dad started going with her, and the family found out about it. Learned that they were serious and told him one day not to think he was ever going to get any of that money. And Dad was not only offended, but said, I not only will never take a dime from you, but before I'm gone, your two sons will be working for me, which turned out later to be true.
Your father did aviation, aerobatics.
He used to fly under the telephone wires there in front of their house. Do loop-to-loops under their telephone wires.
I wonder how he got started doing that.
I don't know. Yeah. As a matter of fact, one time there was a commanding general of the Air Force that came through Post Field and then heard about his flying and wanted to go up with him. That was when you had the biplanes with the pilot in front and the passenger behind. And so Dad took him up, and he had been drinking. There was a joystick for both parties. He jammed this one frontwards and threw the plane into a dive, and Dad couldn't wrest it out of his hands, and they crashed. There was a front-page article in the Oklahoma City Times that Pilot Helmrich had been killed in this crash. He wasn't, of course, but the crash was so devastating, and of course he was in the front, and he was hurt worse than the general who, at being drunk, wasn't hurt at all.
I think that was in 1918.
Yeah, 1918 or 19 or in there.
Because then it was, as I understand, in 1919 that he married your mother.
That may be true. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there.
About your mother, she was the daughter of?
C.F. Colcord, who staked the first lot that became Oklahoma City in the 89 run, was probably the most prestigious citizen of the city, and mother was one of 4 girls and 2 boys.
You're talking about Charles Colcord, as he was known. He was a wealthy oil man for many, many years.
Oil man and real estate, yeah. And banking and a number of things.
Wasn't he a developer in the Glenpool oil
field? He was one of the three owners of the Glenpool. Galbraith gets all the credit for it, but Mr. Colcord had a third of the money in it. Oh, and one other interesting story about that. They had so many wells, they'd built a small gathering system and later decided they didn't need it, didn't want it, so they sold it, and the guys that bought it were the founders of Oklahoma Natural Gas.